Coast Guard Rear Admiral Gary Bloor says the helicopter was an updated HH-60 called an HH Tango. A Sitka crew flew down to Astoria yesterday to pick up the helicopter, which was being transferred from North Carolina. Officials say the crash happened around 8:30 a.m. Alaska time in the water near La Push, Washington, a small community about 100 miles west of Seattle. Bloor briefed reporters around 2:30 Wednesday afternoon.
One crew member is at the hospital here in Seattle, having sustained non-life-threatening injuries. Tragically, the other three crew members have been declared deceased. Excuse me. The names will be released pending next of kin notifications. We are currently still in the recovery phase of operations. Once completed, the aircraft will be salvaged from the water. Again, I want to send our deepest sympathies from District 13 to the family and friends of this helicopter crew.
Again, that's Coast Guard Rear Admiral Gary Bloor during a briefing Wednesday afternoon carried on Northwest Cable News. Coast Guard crews from Oregon and Washington, as well as Canadian forces, assisted in rescue operations. So did nearby members of the Quileute Nation, including Daryl Penn, the harbor master in La Push. He says he heard the crash and saw what appeared to be wreckage in the water. Others were already calling 911, Penn says, so he got on the radio and alerted the local Coast Guard about the accident. Then he got in a skiff with his cousin and went to help. He says they found one crew member in the water and brought him to shore.
After we brought the gentleman here, we stayed with him until EMT got here. And so we did our first aid, you know, just basic first aid, and he was definitely, you know, banged up pretty good.
The Clallam County Public Utility confirms that the chopper struck some power lines that stretched over the water between the mainland and nearby James Island. Dennis Shaw is the utility's superintendent.
There's some lights or a light out on James Island that belongs to the Coast Guard. I'm assuming a warning light. And those wires used to serve those lights, but our understanding is that there's some solar panels now on the island, and that is what powers the lights.
Shaw says the utility de-energized the power lines immediately after the accident. Bloor from the Coast Guard says those lines were about 250 feet above water level.
It is not unusual for helicopters to fly anywhere from the surface to 2,000 or 3,000 feet. So that would not be a typical profile that they would be at that altitude. Now, power lines such as that are marked on aeronautical charts, which the crew would have had with them.
A Coast Guard chaplain has been dispatched from Juneau to Sitka to help Coast Guard personnel cope with the accident's aftermath. A crisis team is also expected in Sitka to offer counseling and other services to personnel and their families. With reporting from Lily Mihalik and Ken Fate in Sitka, Ed Schoenfeld in Juneau, and the Northwest News Network's Tom Bonsi in Seattle, this is Ed Ronco reporting in Sitka.